Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Velkommen to Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Arytutyit, and you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3.
Hi, this is Navi Ben from Belarus Land.
Hi, this is Doctor from Sweden.
Hello, this is Duncan Lawrence from the Netherlands. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Neyjavaiáu from Heart to Heart, who represented Iceland at the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest, coming seventh, and the United Kingdom jury then gave it a big fat 12 points. Yes, it did. Yes, quite rightly so as well, don't you think? Well, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase, and I'm your host, Kieran Arytutyit. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Bienvenue, and so on and so forth in every other European language, of course. Velkommen, for pure example. Okay, so coming up on this week's show, we'll have, as always, Rob's random requests. We got the latest Live and Kicking. Yeah, so we'll play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Also, we have the best of the rest. So we'll be featuring a song or a couple of songs, wherever we manage to fit in, of songs that never made it to the Eurovision Song Contest. So that could be either from, basically from a national final, from any country that's participated in the contest and had a national final. And of course, we will have this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase news, of course. Now, we got requests coming out of our ears this week, so that's good to know and good to hear from each and every one of you. And first of all, our request, the first request, and I'll tell you how to get involved with your request in just a few moments. But our first request goes down to Worthing in West Sussex, and we say a big hello to James Brett. James, lovely to hear from you. Thank you very much for your message and your request, and I'm more than happy to play it for you. And this is an amazing tune. So here is Norway 2010 on home soil. My Heart Is Yours, sung by the incredible vocalist and just gorgeous man anyway, Didrik Solli Tangen. He didn't sing it particularly well on the night, I must admit, but it doesn't matter, doesn't matter. James, this is a request to you, dedicated to your fiance. Oh, lovely stuff. Congratulations to you both. And enjoy this stunning song. It's beautiful, no doubt about it.
You are like a sunset behind a mountain somewhere, and when I cannot see you, I know you're still there. Because my heart is yours, I'll never leave you. Though we are far apart, I'm by your side. My love is never gone, I feel it rise again. Through it all, now my heart is yours.
Lommens kraft fyller.
Norway 1994 from Elisabeth Andreasen and Jan Vina Danielsson. We must play more songs of Jan Vina Danielsson in particular because I love his voice. It just melts my heart. And he's released a bit before he passed away, God rest his soul, his greatest hits, which is just beautiful. And there's so many amazing covers on there which I need to play for you at some point, so we'll get to that. Our next request goes to Mick Ward. Hello Mick, hope everything is all well where you are, and you'd like to request a song from Finland. Now you were going to request Monika Epsilon's. It was her birthday earlier this week, so I will play her song actually after your request that you've asked for, so of course I'd be more than happy to. So you've requested in particular Finland 1969, and this is a sweet little song, and here is Jarkko and Laura and their song Kun solen enen. Yes, so here is Finland at the 1969 contest in Madrid, Spain. And thanks a lot, Mick. Lovely to hear from you.
Kuin silloin ennen, silloin ennen, silloin ennen, on kaikki yhtä hyvin taas. Kuin silloin ennen, silloin ennen, on kaikki hyvin taas. Taas tunnen uudestaan kuin silloin ennen. Kuin eilispäivää ollutkaan ei ois. Nyt luokses tullassaan kuin silloin ennen. Ja tiedän etten lähte koskaan pois. Silmät loistaa sun maisen en enempää mä nää. Sydän toistaa mun sen, minkä libertää. Tuo sinirintassa takieli, kaikki taas on niin kuin silloin ennen. Ja toivoa en muuta enää vois. Kuin silloin ennen, on kaikki
että hyvin taas, kuin silloin ennen, silloin ennen, silloin ennen, on kaikki hyvin taas. On niin kuin silloin ennen, ja toivoa en muuta enää vois. Kuin silloin ennen, silloin ennen, silloin ennen, on kaikki yhtä hyvin taas. Kuin silloin ennen, silloin ennen, silloin kaikki hyvin taas.
Manana, mananana, manana, mananana, manana, mananana, rianana. Lapponia, tämä on Lapponia, josta pohjan taudin neitosen kutsuu kaikuu. Kohtalon. Hän vailla on seuraaja lohduttamaton, ja siksi loihtii hän noituen, hän luo voimalla loitsujen, hän tavalla seidän, näin miehen kutsua saa. Hei, manana, mananana, manana, mananana. Vaistoaan. Mies rakastuu noitaan, hän on ihminen vaan, ja siksi on neidon mentävä, hän on noidista lentävä, käy tulella taivaan, ja loitsut kaikuen soi. Hei, manana, mananana, manana, mananana, manana, mananana, mananana. Lapponia, tämä on Lapponia, josta pohja.
Monika Absoland for Finland at the 1977 Eurovision Song Contest at the Wembley Conference Centre back then. Yes, in the midst of a BBC production strike. Yes, it was. Well, the contest was meant to take place a month before the actual contest took place, so it was delayed and all sorts of stuff. So the 77 contest almost didn't make it. No, it really didn't. So quite scary stuff, certainly if you're a Eurovision fan back then. But that song for Finland came 10th. Yes, it did, with 50 points. So right in the middle of the placings, practically, out of the 18 songs that took part, 18 countries that took part at the 77 Eurovision Song Contest. Right, we now move on to our next request, and we're going to Gothenburg, Sweden. Hello, Robert Wallström, Gukvel. And you have requested the song from Ireland at the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest. And for quite some time, this was the worst result Ireland ever had at the Eurovision Song Contest, up until around about 1999 when the Mullins came. Yeah, and that really didn't do particularly well. I think it came 19th in the end, where this song we're going about to hear came 18th. But it was really confusing. Even Terry Wogan really laughed his heart out, because the Lithuanian jury in 1999 ended up giving Ireland 12 points. Nobody saw that coming at all. Very bizarre voting from Lithuania back then in 1999. All for the fun of it, okay, I guess, yeah. So here is Keith Connolly and the Missing Passengers with The Real Me, coming 18th with 21 points. Here is Ireland, 1989.
I call my baby and she tells me that she's leaving and this time is for who? I can't believe her and I'm sure that there is something.
This is Demi from Greece, and this is my song, This Is Love.
I'm not here.
Demi with This Is Love for Greece in 2017. Yes, and we needed an up-tempo song because I feel like we've played a lot of ballads already in this show.
Let's have a pick an up-tempo song in my random request, shall I?
Yeah, I hope so, please. Yes, yeah, so Rob is here.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm very well. How you doing?
I'm very good.
Yeah.
Oh, Shantae, you stay.
Shantae, I always stay.
Yes. We're bound by rings.
Absolutely. Indeed. That sounds wrong.
It does, actually, doesn't it? Right, moving swiftly on. Before lawsuits.
Yes, absolutely.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, that is true. And Roberto, would you like to indulge the lovely listener into how this goes?
Well, in a nutshell, dear, we have two rather nice beanie woolen hats, and one of them has got lots of nice years in, and one of them's got lots of nice countries in, and we try and mix and match. It doesn't always work. Sometimes we pick out, like, Azerbaijan 1971 or something, which obviously doesn't work.
No.
But then we just move on and try again. Or I keep the year, and then I try and find a country that corresponds. So
exactly.
So let's get a year out the bag, shall we? We
go
for
it.
We have got 1978.
Ah, so that was the contest in Paris, the year after Marie Myriam won in Wembley Conference Centre with Où les enfants.
Où les enfants.
Yeah.
Où les enfants.
Do, 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 do.
Very special.
Yeah.
So I have a country in my hand.
Oh,
it's a very big hand, so I can fit over a whole country, you see. Malta, were they there then?
No. They withdrew in 75.
Oh, that's a
after
shame.
After 75. Yeah.
Okay, well, sorry, Malta. Right, number two, we have Montenegro. They were not there because they were
no
part
of Yugoslavia either.
Oh, goodness me. So third time lucky, Croatia. No.
No.
Fourth time lucky, North Macedonia. No. Okay, we're going with all these Balkan countries.
Yeah.
Right, fifth time lucky.
They're out the Balkans, dear.
Azerbaijan.
Now we've gone to the Caucasus.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Right, we'll get there. We will get there. People might have to go through the entire hat.
We're going all the way through
Portugal.
Oh, gosh. Yes, we can do Portugal 1978. Okay, so Portugal in 1978 were represented by Gemini. Yes, not Gemini Crybaby. Gemini 1978 for Portugal. And the song is called Dai Lido. And it doesn't really have a translation. The song is basically a moderate up-tempo number with the band describing the freedom of kite flying above them.
That's sufficiently random. So, are they Mary Poppins?
I guess.
Let's go for fly a kite up to the highest height. Anyway, carry on.
So they sing about their own desires and freedoms, which they describe as being reflected by the kite.
Oh, that's less random, I suppose.
So, at the close of voting, it only received 5 points.
17th place.
Yeah, so that was 18 out of 20, isn't it?
Oh, that's sad.
Yes.
Poor old Portugal. 17. They had to wait a long time to win. 30 years.
Yeah, they did.
No, hang on, 29 years. They won in 2017, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Portugal only got 4 points from Italy and 1 point from Spain. So the Iberian Peninsula tried to help out, but with only a point.
39 years. I'm talking rubbish. My math's awful. They had to wait 39 years to win, not 29. 88, what? 98, 2008, 2018.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
oops,
dear.
My math is awful. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. We'll let you off. So, Roberto, your random request is this week?
Portugal, 1978.
Yes, Gemini with the amazing Do Lido.
Enjoy.
This is fun. It's up tempo. It's cheery. It's happy. You should have done better.
Por fio que se desenrola, tem papagaio, papel e cola.
Oh, that was nice, wasn't it? Don't you think? That was Portugal 1978. This week's Rob's Random Request, Gemini with Dulidai. Yeah, anyway. That was good fun, wasn't it? Yeah, something different and something fun. Okay, it is now time to do this.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Several former Eurovision artists who competed at the competition have released brand new singles. Nevena Bosovic, who was part of Moja Free for Serbia in 2013, has released a brand new single and it's called Prozi Deile. Tom Leb, who was going to represent France at this year's contest before it was cancelled, has released a gentle ballad. It's called Run Away. Also, Michael Rice, the United Kingdom entrant in 2019, has released a brand new single called Breaking Free. And he states, I found the sound and path I want to go as an artist. Also, Polly Genova, who represented Bulgaria in 2016, coming fourth with If Love Was a Crime, has released a brand new single called How We Ended Up. Franz, who represented Sweden in 2016, coming fifth, has released a brand new single called Yes, all the M's. So he must be a fan of MMMs, probably. Also, Johnny Manuel, who was part of Equinox, who sang the song Bones for Bulgaria in 2018, makes the grand final of The Voice Australia, because he's Australian, of course. Also, some exciting news. Earlier this week on Monday, Katrina of Katrina and the Waves has announced a brand new album. And it's going to be released on the 28th of August. But she's got a brand new single coming out soon. And it's called Drive. And it will be released on the 24th of July, which is this coming Friday. Who's excited? I am. And finally, the Welsh-speaking broadcaster S4C has confirmed to ESE Extra that they have withdrawn from the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2020 in Poland. And that is a real shame.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Check this out.
Anne-Marie David, Vicky Peebles, Ray Kawarana, Neve Kavanagh, Scott Fitzgerald, Paul Harrington, and Sonia. All these artists have contributed their vocal talents to a new 17-track charity CD being sold on behalf of the UK charity Cancer Is a Drag. Released by Power World Music on the 11th of August, you can order your copy right now simply by emailing info@cancerisadrag.org. Cancer Is a Drag supports people living with all types of cancer. Pre-order your copy of this special album now to make your contribution simply by emailing info@cancerisadrag.org.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
this is Alex Lark from Electro Velvet.
Hello, this is Loic Notte from Belgium.
Hello, First FM. I am Destiny from Malta.
This is Guy Sebastian, and I'm from Australia.
This is Dana from Ireland.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kira.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
Isn't that amazing? That is Haris Anastasio with Mias Poli, which means in English, you talk too much. That is Cyprus, 1990, coming 14th with 36 points. Very in the echelons, don't you think, of Stock Aitken and Waterman. So back in the day, oh yeah, so current. And I still to this day, in 2020, in July, fun. Yes, an upbeat and groovy. I love it. I hope you enjoyed it too. Right, before we have this week's best of the rest, I'd like to play this song, which is nice and up tempo and keep the ball rolling. So we're heading over to Iceland and we're going to Euroband and their cover of Switzerland's Eurovision winner in 1988 from Céline Dion, Ne partez pas sans moi. Yes, we all know she's from Canada, but she did represent Switzerland. That's allowed in the rules for the Swiss national final that year. Yes. So there has never been an English version, but Euroband did it. Yes. And Ne partez pas sans moi means with their version, don't leave without me now. Here is Euroband from Iceland.
Don't leave without me. Have eternal sunlight. You have a life I dream of.
Hello, this is Kobi Marimi from Tel Aviv, Israel. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Yeah.
Beautiful voice of David Dor, who represented Israel at the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Lalahim, which means to believe. David Dor is a huge star in the Hebrew language, and in Israel in particular. He is an award-winning singer, composer, and songwriter. He has the vocal range of more than four octaves, and he is a three-time winner of the Israeli Singer of the Year and Best Vocal Performer Award. And he was 11th in the semi-final of 2004, the very first semi-final. So he was so close to qualifying, but he's performed in front of Pope John Paul II, the Israeli president, the US president, I think it was George W. Bush at the time. Yes, of course it was. And all sorts of bits and bobs as well. And he also sang for Martin Luther King as well, the third, back in a Middle East peace conference back in 2007 in Tel Aviv. Yes, Martin Luther King. David Dor's not that old. God, I aged him so much. Right, it's now time for, as promised,
the best of the rest.
Yes, and this is a part of the show where we showcase a song or a couple of songs which should have been at Eurovision. Let's face it, competitively, these would have done really well. And also, a little bit of personal preferences, I must admit. Right, well, this one is actually a request for Rob, actually, his own personal request, because this one, really, I think, should have gone to Kiev in 2017 and represented Sweden. Yes, shouldn't have been Robin Bengtsson with I Can't Go On. Even though he came fifth, you know, it's not nothing to be sniffed at, but this would have, could have walked it for Sweden. I think so, possibly. I don't know, but I love Salvador Sobral. I think he won spiritually. But maybe this could have won for Sweden. I think it could have been a real good possibility. So here is the amazing Mariette with A Million Years. This is from Sweden's national final, Melodifestivalen, in 2017.
I could wait a million years in my heart, I know I will never.
Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Et Paris se déchire sous la pluie. Et Paris se déchire dans tes yeux. Dans ta chambre là-haut, tu t'ennuies. Tu t'endors comme un clown malheureux. Laisse-la s'ébrouiller. Et ses jambes toujours pressées. Laisse-la.
That was the penultimate song of this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase. That is Marie Christie with Toi la musique et moi from Monaco 1976, coming third with 93 points. Toi la musique et moi means you, the music, and me. Yeah, baby. Right, before we go, it's time for Live and Kicking. And this week's Live and Kicking takes us to the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest in Baku in Azerbaijan, and the song that came sixth in the grand final of Eurovision with 120 points. Here is the Estonian entry for 2012, Oit Lepland, with the song Kula, which means listen. Take care, and I hope to see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Au revoirci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, bis lat, do widzenia, gut nacht. Adios. See you soon. Toodaloo.
Kula Mis räägib silma piir. Kula Kui kaugele ta viib. Kula Mis tuulel öelda veel. Vaata, kui pimedus on teel, oota, mis valgus püsib veel, kuula, kui singab sinu maa. Silent, give away.
wysokość.